From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. American women are having fewer babies. According to the Pew Research Center, the birth rate has been falling sharply since 2007, when more than 4.3 million babies were born. The reason? Demographers say it's the weak economy and high unemployment. For more, we're joined by Carl Haub. He's the senior demographer for the Population Reference Bureau. Carl, thanks for being here.
Nice to be here.
Let me start with where we are at today. Give me a sense of how the economy has affected birth rates in the U.S. since the start of the recession in 2008.
Well, in 2007, in terms of numbers, we had about 4.3 million births.
The highest number in American history, right?
Yes, correct. Even higher than the baby boom. But, of course, that's because our population is larger. In 2010, we had 4 million. In fact, we almost dipped below 4 million. Now, that's not a huge drop when you compare it to, say, the low birth rates in Europe, but it's still 300,000 babies.
That's significant.
Yeah, and that matters, especially to companies. You know, demographers may care a little more about rates, but people who are trying to sell things care about numbers.
Give me a sense of how right now compares to other times when the economy went south, the Great Depression, for example.
Oh, yeah. We had two big drops in our birth rate in the 20th century. One, of course, was the Great Depression, and it bottomed out in 1936. And certainly, I think that is no surprise, and I doubt that anyone doubts what the cause was. Then in the 1970s, we hit our lowest birth rate in our entire history. In 1976, it was the only year in which American women averaged about 1.7 children. But that was a complicated decade. The birth rate really began dropping in the late 60s, and I think most people believe that was due to changing roles of women and the way, you know, what women saw as their future and as their role in life. Certainly, we had Roe versus Wade in the early 70s, 1973, I believe. And then we had the gas crisis. Plus, we had stagflation. We had rapidly increasing housing prices, but salaries stayed the same.
Clear through the late 80s, the 90s, and into the 2000s, the birth rate in the U.S. was pretty steady, around 2.0, sometimes a little bit higher than that. Now it's just slightly below 2. So it's not always the economy, which is the central factor here, right?
No, it's not always. There are, as I say, I think the 70s was a decade of a really profound social change. But now when we look at the drop in the birth rate today, that's all been done. Now we have, I think it's probably fair to say that the only factor we can really look to is the economy.
And should we expect, and we don't have the data for 2011, but do you expect those numbers to continue to fall?
I would say yes. I won't hedge the bet on the correction. I would say yes. If they stopped going down, it wouldn't be a total surprise. If they went up, it would be a shock.
If 4.3 million babies were born in the U.S. in 2007, and that number dropped to 4 million last year, and we can expect that number to have dropped even further this year, what are some of the consequences here? I mean, what does this mean now, 20 years on?
Sure. First and foremost, for today, it certainly means a declining and shrinking market for all of the things that young families would buy. If you have, say, 300,000 fewer babies born to marketers and companies, that's not good news. Then as we look further down the road, school enrollments will begin to fall. We would need fewer teachers. Colleges and universities might have some difficulty in bringing in students that they would like to.
So this is going to have an economic effect.
Certainly. And it'll vary by state, of course. The drops have been larger in some states, say in Arizona. A school board, I think, that looks at 15% fewer students has some tough decisions to make down the road.
Carl Haub, thank you so much.
And thank you, too.
That's Carl Haub. He's senior demographer for the Population Reference Bureau, talking about the declining birth rates here in the U.S.